19. The Montessori Method, Scientific Pedagogy as Applied to Child Education. By Maria Montessori. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Montessori Method, Scientific Pedagogy as Applied to Child Education by Maria Montessori is a book that outlines the Montessori method of education. The Montessori method is a child-centered educational approach based on scientific observations of children from birth to adulthood. It emphasizes independence, freedom within limits, and respect for a child's natural psychological, physical, and social development. The book outlines the principles of the Montessori method, including the importance of the environment, the role of the teacher, and the use of materials. It also provides practical advice on how to implement the Montessori method in the classroom. The book begins by discussing the importance of the environment in the Montessori method. Montessori believed that the environment should be designed to meet the needs of the child, and that it should be a place of order and beauty. She also believed that the environment should be designed to encourage exploration and discovery. The book then discusses the role of the teacher in the Montessori method. Montessori believed that the teacher should be a guide and facilitator, rather than a traditional teacher. The teacher should observe the child and provide guidance and support when needed. The teacher should also be aware of the child's individual needs and interests. The book then discusses the use of materials in the Montessori method. Montessori believed that materials should be designed to meet the needs of the child and should be used to encourage exploration and discovery. She also believed that materials should be used to help the child develop independence and self-discipline. Finally, the book provides practical advice on how to implement the Montessori method in the classroom. It outlines the importance of observation, the use of materials, and the role of the teacher. It also provides advice on how to create an environment that is conducive to learning. The Montessori Method, Scientific Pedagogy as Applied to Child Education by Maria Montessori is a comprehensive guide to the Montessori method of education. It outlines the principles of the Montessori method, including the importance of the environment, the role of the teacher, and the use of materials. It also provides practical advice on how to implement the Montessori method in the classroom. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the Montessori method of education. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Montessori method. Montessori believed that children should be allowed to learn through their own exploration and discovery, rather than through traditional methods of instruction. She developed a method of education that focused on the individual needs of each child, allowing them to learn at their own pace and in their own way. The Montessori method is an educational approach developed by Maria Montessori in the early 1900s. It is based on the idea that children should be allowed to learn through their own exploration and discovery, rather than through traditional methods of instruction. Montessori believed that each child should be allowed to learn at their own pace and in their own way, and that the environment should be designed to meet the individual needs of each child. The Montessori method emphasizes the importance of hands-on learning, allowing children to explore and manipulate materials in order to gain knowledge. It also encourages children to develop their own interests and to take responsibility for their own learning. The Montessori method is based on the idea that children should be respected as individuals and that their natural curiosity should be nurtured and encouraged. The Montessori method is based on the principles of observation, freedom within limits, and respect for the child. Montessori believed that children should be allowed to explore and discover their environment, and that the environment should be designed to meet the individual needs of each child. The Montessori method also emphasizes the importance of hands-on learning, allowing children to explore and manipulate materials in order to gain knowledge. It also encourages children to develop their own interests and to take responsibility for their own learning. The Montessori method is based on the idea that children should be respected as individuals and that their natural curiosity should be nurtured and encouraged. It also emphasizes the importance of developing a positive relationship between the teacher and the student, and of providing a supportive and stimulating environment. The Montessori method is designed to foster independence, creativity, and problem-solving skills in children. Main idea number two. Respect for the child. Montessori believed that children should be respected and treated as individuals, rather than as objects to be molded and shaped. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to develop their own interests and passions, and to be given the freedom to explore and learn in their own way. Respect for the child is a cornerstone of the Montessori method. Montessori believed that children should be respected and treated as individuals, rather than as objects to be molded and shaped. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to develop their own interests and passions, and to be given the freedom to explore and learn in their own way. This respect for the child is reflected in the Montessori classroom, where children are encouraged to take ownership of their learning and to develop their own sense of self-discipline and independence. Montessori also believed that children should be given the opportunity to make mistakes and to learn from them, rather than being punished for them. This respect for the child is essential to the Montessori method, and is one of the reasons why it has been so successful in helping children reach their full potential. Main idea number three. Prepared environment. Montessori believed that the environment in which a child is raised should be carefully prepared to meet their individual needs. She advocated for an environment that was both stimulating and supportive, and that allowed children to explore and learn without fear of failure. The prepared environment is a cornerstone of the Montessori method. It is an environment that is carefully designed to meet the individual needs of each child, and to provide them with the opportunity to explore and learn without fear of failure. The environment should be stimulating and supportive, and should provide the child with the tools and resources they need to develop their skills and knowledge. It should also be a safe and secure place where the child can feel comfortable and secure. The prepared environment should be tailored to the individual needs of each child, and should be designed to foster their development. It should provide the child with the opportunity to explore and learn in a way that is meaningful to them. It should also provide the child with the tools and resources they need to develop their skills and knowledge. The environment should also be a safe and secure place where the child can feel comfortable and secure. The prepared environment should also be a place where the child can develop their independence and autonomy. It should provide the child with the opportunity to make their own decisions and to take responsibility for their own actions. It should also provide the child with the opportunity to develop their social skills and to interact with others in a positive and meaningful way. The prepared environment should also be a place where the child can develop their creativity and imagination. It should provide the child with the opportunity to explore their own interests and to express themselves in a creative and meaningful way. It should also provide the child with the opportunity to develop their problem-solving skills and to think critically and independently. Main idea number four. Freedom of movement. Montessori believed that children should be allowed to move freely and explore their environment, rather than being confined to a desk or chair. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to move freely and explore their environment, as well as to interact with their peers. Montessori believed that children should be allowed to move freely and explore their environment, rather than being confined to a desk or chair. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to move freely and explore their environment, as well as to interact with their peers. This freedom of movement was seen as essential for the development of the child's physical, mental, and social skills. Montessori believed that children should be given the opportunity to explore their environment and interact with their peers in order to develop their skills and knowledge. She also believed that this freedom of movement was necessary for the development of the child's independence and self-confidence. Montessori argued that the environment should be designed to encourage children to move freely and explore. She advocated for an environment that was open and inviting, with plenty of space for children to move around and explore. She also believed that the environment should be designed to encourage children to interact with their peers, as this would help them to develop their social skills. Montessori also argued that the environment should be designed to provide children with the opportunity to learn through play, as this would help them to develop their cognitive skills. In summary, Montessori believed that freedom of movement was essential for the development of the child's physical, mental, and social skills. She argued that the environment should be designed to encourage children to move freely and explore, as well as to interact with their peers. This freedom of movement was seen as essential for the development of the child's independence and self-confidence, as well as for the development of their cognitive skills. Main idea number 5. Self-discipline. Montessori believed that children should be encouraged to develop self-discipline and self-control, rather than relying on external discipline. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to learn to control their own behavior, and to develop a sense of responsibility for their own actions. Self-discipline is an important part of the Montessori method. Montessori believed that children should be encouraged to develop self-discipline and self-control, rather than relying on external discipline. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to learn to control their own behavior, and to develop a sense of responsibility for their own actions. This could be achieved through providing children with the freedom to explore and learn in a safe and nurturing environment, while also providing them with clear boundaries and expectations. Montessori also believed that children should be given the opportunity to make mistakes and learn from them, as this would help them to develop their own sense of self-discipline and responsibility. Montessori believed that self-discipline was an essential part of a child's development, and that it should be nurtured and encouraged from a young age. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to learn to control their own behavior, and to develop a sense of responsibility for their own actions. This could be achieved through providing children with the freedom to explore and learn in a safe and nurturing environment, while also providing them with clear boundaries and expectations. Montessori also believed that children should be given the opportunity to make mistakes and learn from them, as this would help them to develop their own sense of self-discipline and responsibility. Main idea number 6. Sensorial education. Montessori believed that children should be exposed to a variety of sensory experiences, such as music, art, and nature. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to explore and learn through their senses, and to develop a greater understanding of the world around them. Sensorial education is an important part of the Montessori method. Montessori believed that children should be exposed to a variety of sensory experiences, such as music, art, and nature, in order to develop a greater understanding of the world around them. Through these experiences, children can explore and learn about the world in a way that is meaningful to them. Montessori also believed that these experiences should be tailored to the individual child, allowing them to explore and learn at their own pace. In a Montessori classroom, children are encouraged to use their senses to explore and learn. For example, they may use their sense of touch to explore different textures, or their sense of smell to explore different scents. They may also use their sense of hearing to explore different sounds, or their sense of sight to explore different colors and shapes. Through these experiences, children can develop a greater understanding of the world around them. In addition to sensory exploration, Montessori also believed that children should be exposed to a variety of activities that stimulate their senses. These activities can include music, art, and nature walks. Through these activities, children can learn about the world in a way that is meaningful to them. By exposing children to a variety of sensory experiences, Montessori believed that they could develop a greater understanding of the world around them. Main idea number 7. Practical life activities. Montessori believed that children should be encouraged to engage in practical activities, such as cooking, cleaning, and gardening. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to learn through hands-on activities, and to develop a sense of responsibility for their own actions. Practical life activities are an important part of the Montessori method. These activities are designed to help children develop a sense of responsibility and independence, as well as to learn practical skills. Through these activities, children learn to care for themselves and their environment, and to develop a sense of order and organization. Examples of practical life activities include cooking, cleaning, gardening, and other activities that help children learn to care for themselves and their environment. These activities are designed to be meaningful and engaging for children, and to help them develop a sense of responsibility and independence. Through these activities, children learn to care for themselves and their environment, and to develop a sense of order and organization. Practical life activities also help children develop their fine motor skills, as well as their problem-solving and critical thinking skills. The Montessori method encourages children to engage in practical life activities in order to foster a sense of responsibility and independence. Through these activities, children learn to care for themselves and their environment, and to develop a sense of order and organization. Practical life activities also help children develop their fine motor skills, as well as their problem-solving and critical thinking skills. Main idea number 8. Language development. Montessori believed that children should be exposed to a variety of language experiences, such as reading, writing, and speaking. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to explore and learn through language, and to develop a greater understanding of the world around them. Montessori believed that language development was an essential part of a child's education. She advocated for an environment that provided children with a variety of language experiences, such as reading, writing, and speaking. She believed that these experiences would help children to explore and learn about the world around them, and to develop a greater understanding of language. Montessori also believed that language development should be an interactive process, with children engaging in conversations with adults and other children. This would help them to develop their communication skills, as well as their understanding of language. Finally, Montessori believed that language development should be a fun and enjoyable experience for children, and that it should be tailored to their individual needs and interests. Main idea number 9. Social development. Montessori believed that children should be encouraged to interact with their peers, rather than being isolated from them. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to learn to interact with others, and to develop a sense of empathy and understanding. Social development is an important part of the Montessori method. Montessori believed that children should be encouraged to interact with their peers, rather than being isolated from them. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to learn to interact with others, and to develop a sense of empathy and understanding. Through this, children can learn to cooperate with each other, to share, and to develop a sense of respect for each other. This helps to foster a sense of community and belonging, and encourages children to develop their social skills. Montessori also believed that children should be given the opportunity to explore their environment and to learn through play. Through this, children can learn to problem solve, to think critically, and to develop their own ideas. This helps to foster creativity and encourages children to think outside the box. Additionally, it helps to develop their communication skills, as they learn to express their ideas and feelings to others. Overall, the Montessori method encourages children to develop their social skills and to interact with their peers. Through this, children can learn to cooperate, to share, and to develop a sense of respect for each other. Additionally, it helps to foster creativity and encourages children to think outside the box. Ultimately, the Montessori method helps to create an environment that allows children to learn and grow in a safe and nurturing environment. Main idea number 10. Cultural development. Montessori believed that children should be exposed to a variety of cultural experiences, such as art, music, and literature. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to explore and learn about different cultures, and to develop a greater understanding of the world around them. Cultural development is an important part of the Montessori method. Montessori believed that children should be exposed to a variety of cultural experiences, such as art, music, and literature. She advocated for an environment that allowed children to explore and learn about different cultures, and to develop a greater understanding of the world around them. Through this exposure, children can gain an appreciation for different cultures and learn to respect and understand the differences between them. Montessori also believed that cultural development should be an interactive process. She encouraged children to engage in activities that allowed them to explore different cultures, such as visiting museums, attending cultural events, and participating in cultural activities. Through these activities, children can gain a deeper understanding of different cultures and learn to appreciate the diversity of the world. Cultural development is an important part of the Montessori method, and it is essential for children to be exposed to a variety of cultural experiences. Through these experiences, children can gain an appreciation for different cultures and learn to respect and understand the differences between them.